This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
You know, as we start out here, it looks like it's going to be a little bit of an easier opening. So, you know, yesterday you saw the corn market really struggle. First time you've seen some of the selling, I guess, kind of hang in there. I mean, literally lately, it's just kind of been a sideways consolidation type feel. Whereas yesterday, you know, you closed these corn down 7 cents. And so coming in here on the overnight, we're down a penny and a half, beans down 6 cents. I mean, beans have been extremely boring as well. I mean, in all honesty, over the last 10 days or so, beans haven't moved. And so right now, beans are trying to figure out their direction. You've got convergence of all these different moving averages. And yeah, I guess I'd be a little bit concerned if you'd go down and kind of break through some of this. If you would go down to the lowest moving average down there at 10.02, which is only 4 cents below, you know, you wouldn't have any support under you until you go back to the old lows. So be very interesting to see how we close the week out.
What were your biggest takeaways this week from the macroeconomic news after the rate cut announcement?
You know, I mean, whenever you look at this rate cut situation, I mean, typically a lot of times when you see a rate cut, you might see, you know, the dollar end up kind of falling off a little bit. The dollar's been fairly quiet, though. Sometimes, of course, whenever you see the dollar fall off, you're going to see the chance that commodities would rally as well. But, you know, the talk that, hey, not only did we lower half a point, but we may be able to expect a couple more cuts here before the end of the year. I thought that was very interesting statement that they made.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise. And no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn, down to even at 403 and 3 quarters. November soybeans down 11 and 3 quarters at 10.01 and a half. October soybean meal down 440 at 315.50. October soybean oil down 28 cents at 41.47. On the Merc, October live cattle down 57 cents at 179.40. October feeder cattle down $1.40 at 242.37. October lean hogs up 15 cents at 82.40. October pork cutout unchanged at 91.55. Class 3 milk is up 16 cents at 24.15. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.